Hey, this is CBP Audio Booth number 46, Avengers 205, part 2. I normally don't do two-part audio booths, but it's a strange way. So much happens in this issue that I just couldn't fit it all into one five-minute segment. So, hence part 2. So when we left off, the Vision was captured by Yellowclaw again, and the Avengers were in this cave in Australia fighting these three really awful super-powered, or they're wearing some sort of contraptions, these just super-powered minions of Yellowclaw. And they had really awful names. Like, one was literally called Transformer. One was called Compressor. And I can't even remember what the third one was called. That's how bad it was. But they're really making short work of the Avengers. They're just tearing them apart. And the Avengers start actually beating them back. And then all three of them join hands, kind of like, you know, Hands Across America style. And 80s reference, if you know, I don't know if who's going to remember that one. And then they kind of link their power cells and they blow up the portion of the cave that they're fighting in. And, of course, Yellowclaw and Vision are watching all this, and Yellowclaw's like, you know, there you go. That's it. No one to stop me now. And he's like, but Vision, I'm going to take you along with me to watch my plans come to fruition. And he even goes so far as to offer the Vision to be his second in command, which I don't really get the thought process behind that one. But Vision, you know, gives him a I'll see you in hell type of response. So it's like, yeah, go Vision. But so Yellowclaw, his headquarters transforms into an airship, and he flies off into the atmosphere, and he activates the three rockets, the sterility vapor rockets, trademark Marvel Comics, and they shoot up into the atmosphere. So the three rockets link up with Yellowclaw's airship, or spaceship, whatever you want to call it, and they connect to it, and it looks like a claw. With the ship, with the three rockets, it looks like a claw. It's like, ah, come on, man. So then it turns out the Avengers are not dead. Surprise, surprise. Thanks to the Scarlet Witch and a hex sphere or whatever. And Iron Man and Wonder Man watch the rockets shoot off. And so they go up to stop them. And they get repelled immediately, and they're trying, nothing doing, and so the rockets start to shoot their sterility vapor, trademark Marvel Comics, and Vision's like, I gotta do something. He's like, I'm trapped in this sphere that the Yellowclaw has, you know, constructed, but I gotta do something. So he starts increasing his density, and it's like 1 ton, 2 tons, 3 tons. I mean, he's putting so much pressure on this force field that it starts to give, and eventually he becomes so heavy that he affects the ship, throws it out of orbit, the sterility vapor rockets, trademark Marvel Comics, they lose their effectiveness, and Yellowclaw and Vision start going at it hardcore inside the ship, and they start trashing it so much that the ship crashes into the ocean. The Avengers search and search. They can't find Vision, but then the Vision shows up. He's like, yeah, I was able to slip out of the bulkhead during the fight. They're all happy, and then the Vision, you know, they're like, well, at least we're free of the danger of Yellowclaw. And the Vision kind of ends it on a downer. He's like, well, as long as there are people like Yellowclaw out there, we'll never be out of danger. Wah, wah. So that was the end of the issue. Like I said, it just kind of ended on a downer with them just looking out over the ocean. But we'll see what happens in the next issue. Maybe it'll be lighthearted and fancy-free.